This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The U.S. government is exploring options on how it would be able to continue to provide consular support and facilitate departures for those who wish to leave Afghanistan after the end of this month. Steve Herman has more from the White House.
At the Defense Department, State Department, and here at the White House, officials are continuing to focus on the accomplishments and rebut criticism that the United States could end up stranding thousands of people who are on Washington's priority list for evacuation from Afghanistan after an August 31st deadline. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki among those, pointing to 82,000 evacuees from Kabul Airport since the middle of this month.
We're on track to have the largest U.S. airlift in history, and I think that speaks for itself.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says those still in Afghanistan after August 31st and desiring to depart will not be forgotten. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
The House of Representatives Committee investigating the January insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is demanding a trove of records from federal intelligence and law enforcement agencies. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The records are from federal intelligence and law enforcement agencies. It includes information about planning and funding for rallies held in Washington leading up to the riot.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Among them is an event at the Ellipse January 6th near the White House. Then President Donald Trump spoke.
We will never give up. We will never concede.
Committee members are also considering asking for phone records of several people, including members of Congress, to try to determine who knew what about the unfolding riot and when they knew it. The committee also wants information about pushing the then president's claim of election fraud. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Drug maker Pfizer is asking the Food and Drug Administration to approve booster shots for its COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Pfizer's two-shot vaccine received full regulatory approval from the FDA this week for Americans ages 16 and older. Now the company says it started the approval process for a third dose and expects to complete its application by the end of this week. Last week, U.S. health officials announced plans to dispense COVID-19 booster shots to all Americans to shore up their protection amid a surge in infections of the Delta variant of the virus. Pfizer's vaccine is still under an emergency use authorization for ages 12 to 15. I'm Ben Thomas.
Mississippi health officials say another young child has died of COVID-19. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Health officials in Mississippi say a child under the age of 5 has died from the coronavirus. They say this is the sixth pediatric COVID death since the pandemic began. While state health officials are dealing with that, they also report there have been threats against the state health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, who's been urging people to get vaccinated. Law enforcement officials in Mississippi are investigating those threats. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Fake blackmail letters are the latest allegation against R. Kelly in his sex trafficking trial in New York. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
One of R. Kelly's girlfriends is accusing the musician of coming up with his own cover story against claims that he abused women and girls. She says the singer forced his girlfriend to write fake blackmail letters, this so he can use them to defend himself in court, were he to be charged with sexual abuse. The witness, testifying as a Jane Doe, read part of the letter for a jury in Brooklyn. In it, she writes that if Kelly tried to break up with her, she would claim he raped her as a minor. The woman also says the letter warned that she would spank herself really hard, hard enough to leave bruises, to support a claim that Kelly hit her. The defense challenged all of this, but the witness insisted the abuse was real and that the writings were a ploy that Kelly made up to protect himself against serious legal charges. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A federal appeals court Wednesday upheld Dylan Roof's conviction and death sentence for the 2015 racist slayings of 9 members of a black South Carolina church. A unanimous 3-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond rejected arguments that Roof should have been ruled incompetent to stand trial. Authorities have said that Roof opened fire during the closing prayer of a Bible study at the church, raining down dozens of bullets on those assembled. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.